Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Boston Braves and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Sibby Sisti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Stan Rojek. Batting second. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Stevens. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny Murtaugh. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Klutz. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chesnes. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Chesnes. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Murtaugh fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Holmes moves to third. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Holmes scores. Torgerson goes all the way around to score. Heath moves to second. It's 2-0, Braves. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Chesnes covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell who is chasing the ball. Hopp reaches third base with a triple. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti misplays the ball. That's an error on Sisti. Hopp scores. It's 2-1, Braves. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker takes first base on ball four. Kiner moves to second. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Sisti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Pirates 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanky strikes out. Klutz drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Stanky out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 2, Pirates, 2. Bob Chesnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chesnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 0-for-1 in the game. Rojek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Rojek reaches second base with a double. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojek scores. It's 3-2, Pirates. Clyde Shaw now pitching. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing right field. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Holmes moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Chesnes. Holmes moves to third. Elliott moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chesnes spins, and has Elliott trapped. He throws to Gustin, who tags Elliott for the out. Holmes scores. It's Braves, 3, Pirates, 3. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Kiner moves to second. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens bunts towards the mound. Sean fields it and throws to first for the out. Kiner moves to third. Westlake moves to second. One out. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 0 for 1 in the game. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiner scores. Westlake scores. It's 5-3, Pirates. Bobby Hogue now pitching. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Klutz hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chesnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chesnes is 0 for 1 in the game. Chesnes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Russell reaches second base with a double. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Russell. The throw from Klutz and he is out, Gustin applying the tag. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Gregg now pitching. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0 for 1 in the game. Cisti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gregg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rojek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hop takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hop. The throw from Sokold and he is out, Stanky applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Murtaugh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Westlake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Murtaugh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Russell reaches second base with a double. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sokold hits a pop-up towards first. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Clutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clutz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clutz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Gregg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gregg strikes out. Two outs. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rojek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisti takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Gregg fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisti moves to second. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Holmes hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kiner fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kiner. Sisti scores. Stanky goes all the way around to score. Holmes moves to third. It's Braves, 5, Pirates, 5. Woody Main now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Holmes scores. It's 6-5, Braves. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Elliott strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath is walked intentionally. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Russell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-5, Braves. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sokold hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sibby Cisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisti is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cisti takes first base on ball 4. Sokold moves to second. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Hoag reaches second base with a double. Sokold scores. Cisti moves to third. It's 10-5, Braves. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Tiny Bonham now pitching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Pirates 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hop hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson catches it and steps on first to double up Gustin. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Braves. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Westlake moves to second. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Murtaugh takes first base on ball 4. Westlake moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Max West pinch hits for Clyde Klutz. Bill Voisel now pitching. Max West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Pirates 6. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald now catching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 3-for-4 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. he's got 3 RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonham covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Pirates 6. The Pirates will come to bat. Monty Bascall pinch hits for Tiny Bonham. Monty Bascall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bascall strikes out. One out. Stan Rojek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rojek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Rojek reaches second base with a double. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hop hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rojek scores. It's 10-7, Braves. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Pirates 7. The Braves will come to bat. Rip Sewell now pitching. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Sokold strikes out. 1 out. Sibby Sisti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisti is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Sisti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rojek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Pirates 7. The Pirates will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ed Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Danny Murtaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murtaugh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Murtaugh takes first base on ball 4. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 10, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 7. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.